Hey, greetings, this is Brother James, don'tperish.com, John 424 Radio. Hope you're all doing great. Hey, I got a really tricky question to answer today. I was asked this question by a young man. Do you have the Holy Spirit if you don't feel guilty over sin? Do you have the Holy Spirit if you don't feel guilty over sin? So I want to cover this. Seems like a good question a young person would ask. First thing we want to remember is that the Holy Spirit convicts everyone of sin, not just born-again believers that have the Holy Spirit living inside of them. He uses something called our conscience, and John 16:8 tells us, "And when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment." So this tells us he's working in most all men, because it's the Father's hope to redeem men. Amen? He, again, is also inside those who have repented and serve him in obedience. He's given them their spirit. They're born from above. So then he also is working in them and convicting them. So to answer this question, there isn't just one Bible verse, really. There's just some various situations that could cause this. No guilt over sin. Let's go over a few of these. Number one, you could be ignorant of sin. And so you're not really knowing it's sin. You don't know it's bad. Now, in time, the Spirit's still going to convict you. But right at the time, you might not know it, or right after it. This is why we study the Word of God, to know the instructions and the doctrines God has called us to. Paul said this, Brother Paul said, he was ignorant of his sin before he met and was born again in Christ. 1 Timothy 1:13. Who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I attained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. So unbelief, ignorance, that's a possibility right there that Apostle Paul tells us about. Number two, you could be deceived by bad doctrine, false teachers, or living in your flesh, and you do sin, and because you don't realize it's bad, you don't know that it's bad, you've been deceived, you're without guilt thinking you're okay. Go read Colossians 2:8, where it talks about being deceived by the philosophies of man, and then go read Romans 8, the whole chapter. It talks about walking in the Spirit versus the flesh. If we live in the flesh, which many times false teachers and people with false doctrine do, we're deceived already, and then we won't have the conviction of the Holy Spirit working in the same way. Number three, you could sin so much, you shear the conscience, and it's hard to be convicted over it. Yeah, it's sad, but it's true. Go read Romans 1. God turns some people over to their sin and their wickedness. All right. We can also quench the Holy Spirit. 1 Thess 5:19, do not quench the Spirit. This means to put out, stifle, kind of like silence, really, right? Because it's like the Holy Spirit's supposed to convict us through our conscience. And if we quench it, don't know exactly how that's done. The Bible doesn't really describe it. But I think it would be if you turn yourself over to sin and lust and debauchery and abominations and ungodliness, you can silence that conviction that can happen within you. Also, Ephesians 4:30, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Yeah, we can grieve him. That means we cause distress and sadness in the Holy Spirit as well. So all these different situations that could happen, most people who sin on and don't feel guilty, I think they fall into this group. Ephesians 4:18, having the understanding darkened, but alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their hearts. Yeah, like the Pharisees. Jesus said, you can't see truth because your father is Satan. They had bad hearts. They didn't want to see the truth. Most men don't want to see truth. They don't want to see good. They love sin. They love their flesh. They're blind, and they like to stay in darkness versus the light. John 3:19 through 21, one of my favorite verses. This is the condemnation, that light has come into the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest that they are wrought in God. So yeah, Jesus calls us into the light via himself and the gospel, and we come out of the darkness. I guess a lot of people could also, if they're new believers or unbelievers, might sin and not even know it's sin. So that would be a category too, that could happen with people. But just remember, God wants all men, I will say most men, we'll talk about one that he didn't want, or he wanted him to repent, but he knew he wouldn't. God wants all men to repent. He doesn't want anyone to perish. 2 Peter 3:9 tells us he wants none to perish. Acts 17 says he calls all men everywhere to repent. Unless, remember this, unless God knows someone is never going to repent, and then God uses him as a vessel of his wrath. Go back in Exodus and read about Pharaoh. God said, I know he won't let my people go, and because he hardened his heart, God turned him into a vessel of wrath, and he had no chance to repent, but God knew he never would. So Pharaoh made his choice, and God let him have his choice. That's why that worked out that way. So in most all cases, God wants men to repent. He wants none to perish. But in some cases, God knows somebody chooses. Well, let's be honest. Most people, Jesus said, few. A puny number of people are going to find eternal life. So most people are going to choose to not repent and serve Jesus. And guess what? God's going to allow them to do that. Yeah, God's going to give them their will. They don't want to be with God in this life. They're not going to be with God in eternity. So I hope that gives you some insight as to sinning and not feeling guilty about it. You can rest assured if you're worried about it, young people. If you worry about sin and you're afraid of God and you don't want to sin, you're not turned over and there's hope for you. Yeah, because if you're worried about sin and you feel some conviction, then you should respond by that to that and repent and no longer keep sinning. If you desire to not sin and your desire is to try to love God, well then the Lord, the Word, and the Spirit's going to help us come back to him. He's all about redemption, bringing us back. There's always time to repent, return to him, be cleansed in the blood of Jesus if we truly love God and we want to seek him with all that we are. Again, he wants all men to be redeemed. Some men, some people do get turned over, because remember, God knows the future. He knows some people are never going to choose him. I know that's hard to understand. And so God does what is best and what they choose, and he gives them what they want. So that would be my answer to, do you have the Holy Spirit if you don't feel guilty over sin? Depends upon the situation. Could be unbelievers, could be people that are rebellious, could be people that are turned over, could be people that are deceived. And it kind of all depends. Cry out to God with all that you are. Ask him for wisdom, knowledge, truth. Ask for conviction of the Holy Spirit and guidance. He's a good father. The Bible says, if a son asks for bread, the father will not give him a snake. No, he's a good father. You cry out to God and you ask him for truth, knowledge, wisdom, forgiveness, and guidance. He'll give it to you. And I'm here to help you too. So let me know I can help you. You can have, you can send me emails at don'tperish@outlook.com. Happy to help you in the truth of God. Hope that helps you with that really interesting, kind of complex question with a lot of different variables. Hey, we love you all. Till next time, I got to get down the gospel road. You have a glorious day. Check out all of our resources at don'tperish.com. Strive hard for the kingdom of God. Repent and obey the gospel. God be praised.